Hello, and thank you so much for joining us on a Friday night for your SmackDown review. It is August 29th at midnight. It's going to be Sean Ross Sapp's birthday, so I expect everyone in the chat. Oh, well, we won't be on, but SP3 and I will be on talking about ROH after this. So come hang out over there and we'll celebrate Sean's birthday there too. But it is August 29th today, and we are headed to Clash in Paris. Not us personally, but us as a society. We'll be headed to Clash in Paris. So let's talk all about it. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats at humperchats.com. Please do leave a thumbs up on this video as well. And of course, subscribe to Fightful Select, because ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of aggregation out there, and not all of it is the best. No shade, a little shade at the people who are doing it intentionally, but not everyone is doing it intentionally, but a lot of things getting taken out of context, a lot of things reported way later than us. So just pay the $5.99 a month, or Cresta, who is next to me and joining me tonight, she's going to beat you up. That's what's going to happen. Listen, we get paid from Fightful Select too, and Cresta wants her money. So she's going to, in fact, next week before her break, we're going to see what happens, because she might be suspended for her actions if you don't subscribe to Fightful Select. But I am joined by the wonderful, the beautiful Cresta. You know her from our TNA post show. You know us from our beautiful Collision show with Rick and Iridian. And let me tell you, we just Thursday through Saturday, it's Cresta time here at Fightful of late. Cresta, how are you tonight?
I honestly want to go with I'm getting suspended for 6 weeks angle. I think I will go into business for myself. I'm going to cuss Sean out on his birthday.
Let's go.
I'm going to get suspended for 6 weeks. I'm going to show you guys how to corporately get suspended.
I love it. I love it. Well, we've got a lot to talk about because we have a new U.S. champion. So if Crest is going to be away from the product for a while, at least we've got a new U.S. champion to talk about. We've got this Logan Paul, John Cena program to talk about as well. But we've got chats already coming in from you guys. You guys are so wonderful to us. Big Jim saying, all hail Kate, our OTK and VP of extremely important stuff, Cresta. We at least got a fresh Sammy memory. And Julia was near a match, technically. We'll talk all about that momentarily. Thank you so much for the chat. I'm a Sami Zayn little sicko over here. I love Sami Zayn so much. Same. She's just one of the best in general, but specifically as a babyface. Like, we'll talk about the match a little bit, but this guy just, there's nobody in modern wrestling, I feel like, that does a babyface comeback like Sami Zayn. So we'll talk about that all in a little bit. But Van Twinblade saying, Bangage Star Connection, ROH is free on YouTube because the pay-per-view distributor sucks. So the thing with Honor Club is it's there mostly to be a catalog holder for past ROH stuff and the weekly TV, which isn't the best. So I don't think the bandwidth is nearly what it is while pay-per-views are going on. So there is an issue going on right now on Honor Club. It's cool that they include it in the $9.99 a month because the weekly TV is more or less neglected, but the pay-per-views are always phenomenal. So it's, to me, it's a cool move that they include it in the monthly there. But yeah, right now it's free on YouTube. Shout out to Shane Taylor Promotions winning those six-man championships. I know you have some love for the infantry because I know the infantry has some love for you. So very happy to see them on top. They've been doing great work for a really long time. And like outside of kayfabe, I can't think of anybody who deserves titles more than those guys. So some good stuff there, but we've got some mixed reviews tonight. And we're going to talk all about it, Cresta. How do you feel overall? Sometimes these European shows feel like more pomp and circumstance than substance. And today was a go-home show, so you kind of expect that. But I got to say, I watched it on delay, and I kind of just like, I fast-forwarded through a lot of stuff. And I just, the show, when I fast-forwarded through the fluff, was like 30 minutes long. It was not... not like by the time you fast forward through entrances and like in between promotional stuff, I was like, man, I zipped through the SmackDown and got to my ROH quickly. What'd you kind of think overall here?
will agree with you that I did watch it on delay. So not delay. I watched it at like 7, 6 o'clock. So I can take my time, take some notes. But the pacing was weird. I'm going to start off with the things I didn't like. The pacing was a little weird. A lot of jokes that I think take a little bit of English nuance was lost on France. And that's nothing against France because the crowd was hot. Overall, though, this show gets a pass. Because, man, I love it when bad things happen to Logan Paul. Man.
Well, you know what?
Hi, we're going to. But I'm happy that that happened to that man.
You're so funny. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. Anthony Velasquez saying Paul Walter Hauser just had a fun match with QT Marshall. Let me tell you what. Like, people gave QT a lot of crap for kind of like going away from AEW and coming back and like him not being maybe a featured wrestler in AEW. When it comes to the extremely fundamental thing, and I'm going to wax poetic about this with SP3. When it comes to the very fundamental thing of being a professional wrestler, that is, if I'm a heel, I get heat from a live crowd. QT Marshall always gets it. Every match he's in, every program he's in. I saw him get heat on a boat when I was on the Jericho cruise. That man, like, when you look at professional wrestling 101, that guy is carrying like this era of like celebrity programs or whatever. And he's great. He's great, man. People want to be mad at that, but he's really, really good. Fan Twinblade saying, also, we need to tell Alex Queen of the Ring to stop being thirsty. Also, it's not an HR violation to make memes of yourself. Alex Queen of the Ring, who's fantastic, is the main character of Twitter right now. And I love that for her because last time she and I were the main character of Twitter, people were very weird and abusive. So I'm happy that she's getting some love for some good memes. I don't mean to laugh,
but bang, bang. Honestly.
It was, honestly, it was nice the chicken tender incident of like 2022, I think.
Not chicky tendies. I think of a chicken tender incident, I think of Zelina Vega's prank call of Dom.
See, that was a better one. That was a better one. So Alex is great. All the love to her. And may she have all the positive memes and may they put them on a t-shirt and give her royalties. That's all I'll
honestly say. Give her her money. Give Alex her money.
However it leads to our friend Alex getting the bag. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. But man, Cresta, you said tonight was a great night because Logan Paul got his comeuppance and Anthony Velasquez saying another good promo by Cena. Just wish one of his final matches was against anyone but Logan Paul.
Agreed.
You know, it's funny because I help out on the social media side and I've been helping with the John Cena, like, this is the remaining days he has left graphics. And it's so weird when you see, like, 8 announced dates left or whatever. And I go and I delete one and the font gets bigger because there's more room to take up on the page. It's crazy to think, like, and I guess there's something that is hitting me in the feels a little bit, as the kids say, because Bryan Danielson retired last year from full-time in-ring. And this year we're getting John Cena retiring from full-time in-ring. And because I started watching in 2009, I haven't had the wave of like my either my favorites or just like the people that were at the top of the game when I started watching really going out because I got into this so much later. So like your CM Punks are still active. Your Randy Ortons are still active. So it's becoming a weird feeling for me. And John Cena was never even fully like my guy because I just always gravitated toward heels. But it is getting weird. How are you kind of feeling about the Cena retirement tour? I think it's gotten infinitely better since they made him a face again. Like, that's almost comical how much better it's gotten since they just turned him back.
I don't have any personal connection to John Cena because I stopped watching wrestling right around the time he came out, did the Ruthless Aggression slap. So seeing him now, I will say, after tonight's promo, I would have hated to go against Super Cena. And he's allowed to cut that type of promo on me. And I have to cut the, well, you're a suffering succotash poopy head. I would, that'd be my 13th and 14th reason. Okay. That's a joke. Sure. That's a joke. For legal reasons, that's a joke. Okay.
For HR reasons.
For HR reasons, that's a joke. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you that in my mind, okay, and I'm wishing to the wrestle gods, if you hear me, not to quote Vince Russo, but swerve him, bro. You think it's gonna be Logan Paul? And I mean, here comes Brock Lesnar and F5 that man out his boots like 5 times, and it's actually Brock Lesnar versus John Cena. Is it better? Is it worse? I don't know, but it's not Logan Paul.
I appreciate and respect that take so much, but I think it's Brock and John at WrestlePalooza, so I don't think we're getting that. But I'm all here for Logan Paul getting his ass kicked, which he kind of did in this promo. So let's dig into what we got out of this, because the way this kind of started, I was like, so we're just doing what we did last week again then? Like, we're just doing what we did last week again, because we have John Cena, who's getting booed here. He takes credit for the Netflix and ESPN and TKO. All the money they're making is because of him. He's WWE. He says he's not a parasite. He's the future. He's the guy. I'm out on the human being Logan Paul seems to be anyway. I don't know the man, so I'm not like personal about it, but he has a repeated pattern of behavior that is not in alignment with what I would consider like a great dude. We'll put it that way. I also find him boring as hell as a wrestler, to be honest. Like, the athleticism, always very impressive. The rotation of I'm trying to be a different heel every week got really old. Now he seems to have settled into this persona, but it's extremely generic. Like, it is just the most, it's so tricky to say this, because I feel like being a textbook heel is really good in some ways and really bad in other ways. And when I say textbook heel about someone like Christian, the important thing is within that textbook, there's a whole lot of substance in those paragraphs, right? Like, he does some of the most textbook heel stuff, but the stories are all colored with what makes Christian great at this, for example. Logan Paul just seems to be spitting out like catchphrases, and like there's nothing that makes me feel anything with Logan Paul. But John Cena, I said it last week and I'll say it again, him propping Logan Paul up before he cuts him down is so integral to this, in my opinion, because he says, like, you actually are this great, and that's what's maddening, is like, we want to root for you, but we can't root for you. And I like that. That's how he goes about things. And I love that he says, listen, little boy, I was knocking people out with brass knuckles 20 years ago before you even were a gleam in the eye, right? He's dollar store John Cena. He says even his influencer career isn't what it used to be, because he's dropped back spots in the like top 25 influencers. And he, of course, reminds us all that what makes WWE great is the people, and that they see him as a phony. So this is some good stuff from John Cena. I just feel like I have yet to see something from Logan Paul. And again, he's like 25 matches into his career. It's not like his career be damned. But I just want to see something that makes me feel like something memorable, something that sticks with me from Logan Paul. I haven't seen it yet. And I think that's really integral for him to move to the next level if they are serious about elevating him like this. I know you were loving Logan Paul getting his butt kicked out of the mic here. What did you think?
So I'm going to do this response in two parts, ladies and gentlemen. First, I'm going to give you the corporate Cresta response and give you a peer-reviewed promo. And then I'm going to give you my personal opinion afterwards. I'm going to start from the bottom up. Everything that John Cena said about Logan Paul unfortunately invalidates everything from Logan Paul's claim. Claim number one, I was hired and put in place, so I'm a prodigy. Like, he's the guy that we're depending on. That makes you a plant. That makes you an industry plant, and you're lucky John Cena calls you a parasite, and that's a much nicer word for it. To say that you're worth billions, yikes, I don't think so. If we want to blend in real life with what's going on, $6 billion. Like John Cena said, here's a nice way to say it. Now, when you're in headlines, you're in trouble, most likely financial trouble. If we're also moving on, I want to say that John Cena saying that everything you've done that you're doing, I did 20, 30 years ago, yikes, because he's not wrong. You come out here with the flashy stuff, except it was jorts. You come out here with your million bajillion dollar Pokemon card, except it was a chain with a master lock on it. we've seen this, we've already done it. Now, I'm not just going to give you a shit sandwich. I'm going to give you some positive critiques because, like John Cena said, he is incredibly talented. If you stop being phony, and the lesson here, and then the turning point is when John Cena apologized to that kid from France who was probably like, in his limited words, he was like, this is the greatest day of my life. John Cena's touching me and apologizing to me. You could learn something from that. Apologize. Just say you're sorry to the multitudes of people and work on it from there. But instead, you choose to be arrogant. That's why, here comes my opinion, that's why you got red out your boots. You got red to dust. If you guys know me, you know I love RuPaul's Drag Race. And that reminded me of when Shangela read Meet Me, I'm First out of her socks. You can't sit up here and say that you're the best thing ever when, okay, we've got a million athletic people. Some people will even go as far to say, man, that looks an awfully lot like Adam Hangman's moves. Ooh, far be it for me to say it. I'll even throw one more compliment in there. You could be the next Shawn Michaels. You've got the look. You're arrogant and you can be him. But like John Cena said, we see right through you. People like you are a dime a dozen. And to quote RuPaul, if you think you could be the best by being the cutest thing out there, girl, there's another cute girl on the bus getting off right now. Somebody will always be more athletic than you. Someone's always gonna do more than you. But I will remember this promo for the rest of my life. Because you got red to dust. He said, it'll be the prototype versus, I'm sorry, let me make sure I get my notes. The paragon versus the parasite, the disappearer versus the disappointment, and the greatest of all time versus Logan Paul. Man, it would be a shame if you lost that. It would be a shame if you met Golden Shovel John Cena. I yield my time. World peace. Thank you so much for letting me have a Kate Rat.
Well, the Paragon, I don't know why Roddy Strong and Kyle O'Reilly were back on WWE. Honestly? TV, but I'll take it. I'll take it. They're two of my very favorite workers in this business. But we got some more love coming in from you guys. Thank you so, so much. Tom O'Valley saying, love for Kate and Cresta. Love you both. Big night for LFI. Yes, we will talk about that all on the ROH post show. It's going to be me and SP3, but nice to see Roosh in action here. Some good stuff. I love watching Roosh perform. He terrifies me, but I like watching him perform. Orion Ben saying comes in. Hi, everyone. Puppet donation, gals. Bye. Puppets have been ordered. I am excited. We're going to announce a date for this Freddy Got Fingered review, but I am both excited and alarmed by what is to come for me and watching Freddy Got Fingered and reviewing it with Alex Pulaski, who is on Fightful Select right now. Talking about SmackDown if you're looking for a sour review. But Greg Cherry saying, hoping you lovely ladies are having a great night and that you have a sports entertaining rest of your show. Love yins. Greg, great to see you as always. I've got some concerns about our Steelers, but nice to see you in the chat as always.
I just remembered one more thing about the Logan Paul thing. And know what irritates me the most?
What's that?
Do you remember the comedian Dane Cook and how he would just end up yelling his jokes?
Yes.
That's what Logan Paul was tonight when France was booing him out of the boots. He turned into Dane Cook and just started yelling. I'm like, yikes.
I'll tell you what. That's a complaint. Well, I'll say this. It's a criticism I have about MJF sometimes is that he just yells his promos. With him, I do actually wonder if it's intentional. Because he's an obnoxious heel, and I feel like a lot of people find that obnoxious, and he's the kind of guy that would lean into it. But my thing with that specific criticism of people yelling into their microphones at crowds, and this crowd was hot, so he might have been legitimately trying to hear him.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Self, but volume control is, this sounds so nerdy, and I understand that. But you have to understand it's 10:30 and I'm doing the first of two wrestling podcasts. So I'm a nerd. So you're getting nerdy criticism here.
Come on, nerd.
Volume control on a wrestling promo is one of the most underrated devices in the world. And I think Cody Rhodes does it as well as anyone. I would say Samoa Joe is right there too. Because yes. I say over and over and over again, the big guy like Samoa Joe that is not raw in your face big guy, cool, calm, and collected. My voice is down here. Samoa Joe is like so much more menacing than the big guy who roar at the beginning of every entry. It is so much more intimidating because that guy is going to destroy you and not break a sweat about it. But
undisturbed.
Undisturbed. Yeah. Like is, and it is at peace with destroying you. Like that is terrifying. Cody is one of the best. Sometimes the like crocodile tear stuff is not for me. But Cody's ability to pause, like process in the moment, and the way he controls his voice to lean into certain things, he's a master at that specific thing. Look out for that when you're listening to Cody Rhodes promos in the future. Some love for the Lyon crowd from Orion Ben saying that they need more shows. They are great. These European crowds are always hot for all wrestling too. Like they're that way for AEW. I don't think I've seen TNA shows when they go abroad, but I've heard it's similar case. Like I think they did more Australia circuits, but these crowds are hungry for wrestling and it's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to see promotions use that as an excuse to phone in good shows. That's my big thing.
Nah, that's
I feel
fair.
Like we get some of that. Tom LaValle says, yo, soy Hechicero. That means I am Hechicero. And I don't think you are Tom LaValle. And I also don't think Don Callis is. But one thing I appreciate with Don Callis is the zoom in on his bald, like just right on his bald head when he's doing that intro is unreal. But Cresta, we had that opening promo. That's our go home segment to John Cena and Logan Paul. But what we're going to do is we're going to make like that Instagram sound that was on forever. And we're going to skip to the good part. And we're going to talk about our main event with Sami Zayn. We have a new U.S. champion and Sami Zayn. He gave an interview earlier in the show where he says that he feels renewed on SmackDown. This is a French-speaking crowd, and obviously him being from Canada, there's like a lot of French-speaking love there that we get, I feel like, with this. But we have a really, really strong finish to the show. This was by far the best thing on the show. I like the story that gets told here. I like Solo Sikoa jumping Sammy right away, strikes, headbutts, but Sammy countering with some like misdirection and sending Solo over the top ropes. You have Solo in control with corner shots and hip attacks, but that Sami Zayn babyface rally gets me every damn time. When I say there's things Logan Paul is missing and 25 matches into his career, in all fairness, this is what I'm talking about. I'm never unimpressed by the athleticism. This stuff, the Sami Zayn rallying, the clothesline to Solo onto the floor, the dive onto him, the motion that gets pulled out of you as you are rooting for Sami Zayn to kick this guy's butt. You get JC and Toa Leona interfering, helping Solo here. Sami, of course, you get your blue thunderbomb near fall, which never wins a match for the guy. Solo smashing Sammy into the announce table a couple of times. But the big thing here, Sammy avoiding the Samoan spike, hitting the exploder suplex into the corner, running into a Solo super kick, but we get a Huluva kick, landing a second one for the definitive pin here. I'm so excited for Sami Zayn in this moment. It makes me very nervous for the long-term story of, I assume Sami Zayn is winning the Royal Rumble in Saudi, but now it feels like, is this en route to that? Or is this so that CM Punk can just win it? Like, that's the part that is hard. Because if Sami Zayn, Al Jeanette saying it right here, the talk between Seth and Sami to send Sami to SmackDown to become a champ came true. Love to Bangs Inc. Kate with Bangs and Corporate Cresta. Making it legit. Thank you so much for the love. if it's Seth Rollins losing to CM Punk, that story is obviously being very blatantly illustrated to us, right? But Sammy is just like, how many times can the princess go to the ball? You know what I mean? Like, how many times can Sami Zayn be a bridesmaid and not a bride? Because that's tough. So my hope was Sami Zayn wins Royal Rumble and beats Seth Rollins. I don't know if this U.S. title thing is a hot potato for some bloodline story. I think that could be possible too. But Cresta, how are you feeling about the match? And what does this mean long-term for Sami Zayn in your opinion?
I mean, if we're talking about the match, Sami Zayn in any match, I'm sorry. If you have a bad match with Sami Zayn, it is you. And this match was fantastic. The Samoan bombs on the announce table was just, I thought that Sami was going to lose there. Once the shenanigans started, I thought Sami was going to lose there. I love the fact that Sami won. I love the fact that Sami won in front of a really hot, hot crowd. Then I remember Jacob Fatu is on the other side of the U.S. title. And I know I want Sami to keep it. I think Jacob Fatu could lose to Sami Zayn. I think that could happen. Or maybe we just move Jacob Fatu up the ladder and you go towards the world title. I'm okay with that. But I do worry, like you said, it's a hot potato situation. But then again, who? Let him have it. If this is the one they kept putting over on commentary, that this is the only one he hasn't won, why not let the man have it? Not to say to give him like a 9,000 year run, because I think 3 years, 4 years, 4,000 days are kind of out the window at this point. I think we're all a little fatigued on that. So I wouldn't mind having Sami win it. I mean, hold it until, like you said, Royal Rumble or right around there. Because I'm saying I'm going to go in there as double champ. Somebody takes it off of him. Wouldn't mind a Penta or someone like that taking it off of him. And then he's like, I'm winning the Royal Rumble, so I can choose anything I want. And I got the confidence to win the United States title, I could go ahead and win the big one.
If this is a stop on the road to Sami Zayn becoming a world champion, I am happy. If this is a diversion so that CM Punk can, I'm less happy. One, because I'm a Sami Zayn sicko and I just want him to finally do it. And two, because I feel as though, in my opinion, CM Punk desperately needs to turn heel. I'm so bored by face CM Punk.
Yeah,
turn this guy heel, bro. I am like, he's a good guy. He's a great bad guy. And I'm very, very tired of, well, it's great to be alive in the city. I'm enough. Like, turn him into a bad guy.
What was that voice, Kate?
That was my CM Punk and Brent. Well, it's great to be alive in the city that has a hockey team. I'm done with it. I'm so bored. I'm so bored by it.
John Cena and CM Punk needed to switch. So we got John Cena on the babyface side.
Right.
And we just need CM Punk. Some people are just better jerks. I'm sorry. CM Punk, Charlotte Flair, The Miz. Anytime you're a face, Randy Orton. Kevin Owens. I don't believe it.
For sure. That's fair. That's horrible. You know what else is unbelievable, Cresta?
What's that?
You can bet on professional wrestling.
You can bet on professional wrestling. Cool. Wow. How?
Well, you can go to MyBookieAG and you can, you know what? Why would I tell you about it when Sean Ross Sapp can?
MyBookieAG is where Fightful is getting all of our odds, not just pro wrestling, which, yeah, you can bet on pro wrestling. UFC, boxing, that's where we're getting our odds from. If you're watching In the Weeds and they're talking about basketball odds, it's going to be from MyBookieAG. Use the code FIGHTFUL, get a $50 bonus when you deposit $100, or get a $100 bonus when you deposit $200. Check it out. If you think you know more than the average wrestling fan, head over to MyBookie. They have some odds up all the time for upcoming events, whether it be WWE, AEW, anybody. Make sure you check them out in addition to their other fantastic deals. They've been around for quite a while, very reliable. MyBookieAG, use that code FIGHTFUL. Now, only bet what you can, and please bet responsibly, but head over, see what lines they got now. Not just for pro wrestling. Maybe you're interested in baseball, football, basketball, soccer, or just football again, right? MyBookieAG.
MyBookieAG. I love that Cresta held that face through the entire thing, but our social media posts have runs downs for yous of all the odds that are there, but this feeling like a little more predictable of a card, you can check them out on my bookie as well. Get in and bet on those. But FightfulSelect.com has lock picks for you whenever they're available. So pay for your Fightful Select subscription for the year by winning some money on my bookie. So head over there. You know what? Maybe if we have time, we'll do a little bit of a rundown and predictions later. I'll tell you what the MyBookie odds are, and you can tell me if you think they're on the nose or not. But me and Norm is saying today, Lash, a.k.a. his girlfriend, told me he loves my meat. Well, that could mean a few things. That could mean a few things, okay? She was talking about my spare ribs, but it was still nice to hear. Cresta, you will be missed. Kate, you will be vegan. I will be vegan. But yeah, Cresta, we got one more week with her. And then she's going to get herself suspended. She might walk out like Mercedes and Naomi. Unprofessionally and summarily. She might run out. But me, I'm like, I am alarmingly invested in Meet Normus and his lady situation. Because I'm loving this for him. He was like, she's like this strong, amazing, beautiful girl. That's why we're calling her Lash Legend. It's very much in that vibe. I'm loving this. I love the updates. I want to know more, but let's keep working through this episode of SmackDown. Was a hot crowd all night, like was mentioned. Let's talk about this next thing, which we have a chat about. Anthony Velasquez says, another Vince booking crush is back, apparently. Advertise a match with the plan of not delivering it. Absolutely no reason why they couldn't just do the women's tag match. Shakes my head. Now, I've been saying this extensively for a while, that like a lot of the bad habits that fans rejected from the Vince McMahon era of booking are just back. Exhaustive rematches, right? The mid-card mattering less and less, the pacing of shows, the constant DQs and distractions. This is another thing that Vince was doing that people didn't like, of advertising matches that they didn't follow through on, or of recent weeks, we've just had no real cards and the GM making up the show as we go along. But that happens here tonight, to the point of that chat. We get Alexa Bliss and Chelsea Green in a singles match, because before the match, Green and Fire ambush Bliss and Charlotte Flair, targeting Charlotte's leg. This is 9.5 minute match. Everything was like 10 minutes and under, except for the main event tonight. Not a heavy in-ring show, which is to be expected on a go home. But you have Alexa Bliss winning with the roll-up. Another thing from the Vince era was just constantly winning with roll-ups. This was a perfectly competitive match. Chelsea Green, someday that woman's going to have to turn face because people just love watching her. But post-match, Green and Fire attack again, taking out Bliss and Flair. But Alexa being saved here by Charlotte Flair, it seems like they are truly friends. But this is all pretty textbook, but to the point of that chat, they could have just had the match that they had advertised. How are you feeling about this?
That's how I felt too. For all that, just make it a non-titles match for whatever reason. I will give my honest opinions and the nice one first. They all looked good. I liked everyone's gear. Okay, the Secret Harvest, respectfully, is just a suit, but Charlotte's gear looked amazing. I like Alexa's little punk rock thing. Reminds me very Avril Lavigne. And Chelsea Green had like, I don't know, you know that, your family ever had that teacup or that china set design that had like the blue house in the background?
Yes!
That's exactly what Chelsea Green's gear looked like. And I lived for it. It's like a porcelain situation. I guess I was just a little confused that you take Charlotte out because she's injured, but then she runs back out to make the save. Again, for all of that, you should have either A, had the match, or B, just said Alexa Bliss with a singles match. I get giving the crowd what they want, but I think there was a better way to do it. The match was fine, though.
I agree, and I feel like there are easier ways to demonstrate, right? Like that Charlotte is actually Alexa's friend. That's the whole net of all of this. So don't advertise something you're not going to give us. That's just when it's within your control, right? When it's within your control. It is rude. It is rude. I agree with you there. We get some promos from Aleister Black and Damian Priest, and Aleister Black vows to show Priest hell and leave him paralyzed. Priest fires back that that Aleister Black is going to be unprepared and that he'll enjoy the violence. I liked Priest kind of saying, wow, Aleister Black really sounds educated in our interactions, but I'm going to beat this guy's ass. Like him kind of leaning into the brawler side of things. I like that from Damian Priest and being like, Aleister Black sounds extremely articulate and his candles are delightful, but I'm going to kick this guy's ass, I think is what this program kind of needed, because this is getting long in the tooth now that we extracted Carmelo Hayes out of it, in my opinion. What do you think of these promos we get back and forth here?
I don't like that Aleister was doing the same thing he was doing before he left. I think I'm allowed to say that.
I think so, especially because his first promo back, he was like, I'm not going to do what I was doing when I left. Now his presentation is, he's not doing as spooky and as much like with the eye and all that kind of stuff. But I'm like, the candles and the lighting are.
I was thinking more along the who wants to pick a fight with me sitting in a room.
Sure.
And I'm like, yikes. And it's one of those things that I think his presentation is so badass. I think his presentation is so good. And him and Damian Priest have similar, but not exactly. So I can see why. There's just something missing from this. And I can't quite, like when you taste seasoning and you're not sure if it needs extra salt, cardamom or something. This is a little something missing. I don't know what it is. And I feel like there's the potential for this to be a banger. There's just, something's missing, even from both promos. Because like even when Damian Priest was like, I'm going to smile and kick your ass. Okay, but you respectfully said the same thing about Bad Bunny. You know, like there's a thing here that is missing. There's just a little something because everything else is fine. It's just so I don't know what it is, but something's missing.
That's fair. I think that's fair. This has been going on for quite a while, too. I think many of us are just ready to move on from it. Cresta, I don't know if you were watching wrestling at this time, but there's a promo with Aleister Black and Kevin Owens that is one of my very favorite promos of all time. And it's mostly Kevin Owens talking about a banana. Have you seen this promo? I'm pretty sure if you go to YouTube and just type in Kevin Owens banana, it'll show up. But he was on this IC title run where he was just laying down in random spots and getting interviewed. But he talks about how beating Aleister Black is almost going to be as good as the banana that he was eating. And talked so much about the ripeness of bananas. But he also did what Kevin Owens does best, other than talking about bananas. It talks about, like, where is this guy? Is he in a warehouse? Is he in a creepy closet? He was like, I don't know. But he should put some lights on, basically. I personally love when wrestlers have like these highly produced presentations and your Kevin Owens's and your Eddie Kingston's of the world are redeem these nuts. Like, where is this guy filming? Like, I am here for the acknowledgement of that stuff in kayfabe. I mean this so sincerely. It's one of my favorite promos ever. He's on a wheelie chair and he just wheels away from whoever's interviewing him. I forget who it is, but he's like, I went too far. Like, it's just the best. Oh, I am obsessed with that promo. I post it anytime I have the opportunity to.
I'm going to look because Kevin Owens won me over first when he told Shane McMahon to shut the hell up with the best in the world. And second, try not to laugh, Cresta. When Ezekiel got in the ring and Kevin Owens did Elias?
An angle that never should have worked. That was unreal to me.
And the best part is, it's like, maybe it woke up a cursed memory in my childhood because Kevin Owens made the same face. This is a very specific reference from Lilo and Stitch when the security guard opened the door or whatever that agent was and Stitch saw him growling through a book at his face.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
It was that same face of, ain't no way, boy.
Oh, so good.
Kevin Owens.
That was objectively not good television that Kevin Owens just made incredible. Like, it does absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible.
Elias?
Here's something that's not incredible. Mee Chin versus Kiana James. Kiana James has been off television for months with an injury. She comes back in a somewhat managerial role. She has never been established on the main roster as a great professional wrestler. She was one in NXT. I believe she probably still is one. Meacham beats her in 7 seconds. For some godforsaken reason, Cresta, help me. Help me. Help me figure out why WWE continues to do this angle. It didn't work with Giovanni Vinci. It never works when they try to do this weird jobber adjacent angle. But I assume this is how Meacham is getting a shot at the US title, which she had like 87 shots at Chelsea Green for and has had no real wins getting back to. She was friends with B-Fab, and then B-Fab hung out with the Street Profits, and there was no creative explanation. And today she beats somebody's manager, and that's his her path to the U.S. title, to make Kiana James look like she can't wrestle? When do I get to see Julia wrestle? I am apoplectic about this. I want to see Julia wrestle. I want to see Kiana James presented respectably because I know she's really damn good, but nobody on the main roster knows she's really damn good. If you didn't follow NXT, you don't know that this woman is a badass in the ring. You know her as a manager who carries a purse around, who just injected herself into Julia's life and took her on as a client. Like, there is nothing that works about this with me. Like Orion Ben saying, I wanted to see Mia and Kiana. I want to see that as a real match. They're both very good. And it's not like this show was so over on screen time with minutes of professional wrestling. Like, this is so disappointing. And for the life of me, I cannot understand why they continue to do this angle when nobody gets over from this. Maybe 15 years ago, anytime they've attempted it in more modern wrestling, it doesn't work. And it really doesn't work when you have someone that isn't established on the main roster. People don't know how good Kiana James is because they don't watch NXT and giggle along with me and Alex all that much. Like, there's not enough people that knows how good this woman is as a wrestler for you to go immediately undercut her as like an establishing move on the main roster. So none of this is for me. I don't like it. And I think it takes a vulnerable title and a vulnerable wrestler in Kiana James and dilutes everything. I am all for more Meacham on my screen, though. Please. But, like, let me see Meacham wrestle because she's great. Like, let me see that woman go. So none of this was for me, unfortunately. Calm me down, Cresta. Talk me down. Call me into your office as HR and be like, Kate, we need to talk about this professionally.
As you enter my office, I close the door. I channel my inner Alyssa Edwards and go, what the fuck is this that's happening on this day? Because that is exactly how I felt. Excited to see Meacham. Yes. Kiana James, never seen you wrestle. Okay. Julia, already, it's already up for you, Julia, because you took it off of Zelina Vega. And I'm a Zelina Vega fan. So it's already up for you. It's already up. So when that happened, I paused the wrestling and I was like, so we're stupid today. Happy to see all, like you said, happy to see all the women on the show. Love that. But let's actually do something. A roll up, a purse. Me, who doesn't know Kiana James, I didn't care before and I don't care now. I care even less now. That part. Let me take it one step further, right? Even if Chelsea Green was making a meme of the title was getting talked about. You took it off of her for Zelina Vega. I personally all for that. Even if Zelina Vega was taking pictures with the title, taking it to Evo, she was doing something with the title. What are we doing now with the title? So you took it off of Zelina Vega for Julia for what? After giving it to Zelina Vega for a hot second? After having Chelsea Green kind of making it mean nothing against the, I forgot who had it before her.
Chelsea was the inaugural champion.
That tracks. Okay, work.
So I'm That's why she was the longest champion every time she went out in public with it. Like, she was the longest reigning champion ever from day two on. Like, that was pretty good stuff.
I just want them to do something with it. Like you said, it's an already vulnerable title. Yeah. So why are we treating it like it's the joke title already? There are tons of women you can put on a competitive match. There were a few segments in this show that could have been cut. If I could turn my page respectfully, respectfully, the Street Profits thing could have been done a little bit shorter just to have Bo Dallas, because you had the question in there for no reason. Hold on. The backstage interview with Sami Zayn in French feeling confident, that was fan service, but you could have did that before the match in ring. Respectfully, there was a backstage promo that was happening in the ring during the number one contender match between Nick Aldis, Randy Orton. Mm-hmm. That, first of all, that pacing was weird, but you could have cut that and get this at least two moves, three moves of doom. Because like you said, what does Mee Chin won? You make Kiana James look silly, who we already don't know. If she's good, let us see it. And we'll never know if Mee Chin is good, because either you lose real fast or you win real fast. And I'm calling the cops.
I think, you know, this isn't great. And I do think I said this about the speed titles. There's an art to the 3 to 4 minute match. There's an art to the flash victory, right? Like there's ways to pull this off. This is not the story you tell with it, in my opinion. And on top of that, you're already doing this on a show where you advertised a tag match that we didn't get. And on a weekend where you just were like, Steph Hare, you have to wait. You don't get your title shot because the champion is pregnant. And even though we had 2 weeks to figure it out, we're just not gonna. And they would never do that to a men's title. They would never do that to a men's title. So I think it's disappointing in itself for all the reasons we talked about. And then when you pull back the scope of things a little bit, it's even more disappointing in this weekend of events here. But Greg Cherry saying that Kevin Owens and Shane should have main event in Mania. Greg Cherry is, of course, the most devoted Shane McMahon fan that you will ever find. And the
only reason I disagree with that, because Ms. Dad needed to main event Shane McMahon.
Throwing up his dukes.
Honestly, that's the most Ms. has been over with me, pal. I'm a notorious Ms. hater. Ms. Dad, 10 out of 10.
It's true. Well, you know what I'm not a hater of, Cresta?
What up?
Paying less money for services, for pay-per-views. You know what I am a fan of? Having a secure internet connection. Know what I'm actually a really big fan of? When people tell us, like, hey, I got NordVPN and it legit, like, helps out a lot. That is the coolest thing. When our partners genuinely help you guys and you tell us about it, oh, music to my ears. So sound off in the chat if you're a NordVPN Stan account. And we're going to let Sean tell you more.
If you're a wrestling fan and you're frustrated with all the services you need to watch all the different wrestling shows, Fightful has your solution with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Change your virtual location with just one click, and you'll be able to watch Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and PLEs on one Netflix account. You'll also be able to get a lot of pay-per-views at a much more affordable price than you do here in the United States. This is a must-have for wrestling fans. That way you don't have to have 7 different accounts to watch all of the shows that you want to watch. In addition to that, they have a great 30-day money-back guarantee and an incredible deal right now going on. But that's far from it. You can protect yourself on their VPN service, the fastest in the world, shield your data from snoops and criminals, protect yourselves on public Wi-Fi, and it's available on all your devices and operating systems. NordVPN.com/Fightful.
There it is. Matt Raquel saying virtually in Canada on Sunday. Now, quite legitimately, like ESPN Premium Plus, Diesel, whatever package you need to have. Like, you can just watch all your WWE stuff on Netflix if you set your location to Canada. You can save so much money on AEW pay-per-views by being in Lithuania and other places. So it really does. You want to talk about something that pays for itself. My gosh. Like, there's so many benefits, and it keeps everything secure for real, like the original intention of it. So Nord, a fantastic partner to us. We love hearing about how much you guys are using our service. We really do their service through us. We do appreciate it so much, but I'll tell you what I don't appreciate. Can we just stop with Carmelo Hayes and The Miz? Like, what do I have to sacrifice as a woman in my life to make this stop? Like, I can.
that's the WWE and that word in the same time. I will say that's not your fault though, because WWE typically runs two or three humiliation kinks at the same time, and this is one of them. So and
you're not wrong. You're not wrong on that. This is just brutal. This is. I mean, it feels like it's coming to an end, but like, does it have to be such a slow, painful death with this? We do have things like, I guess, moving along here, because we have these backstages, right? We have the Street Profits facing Mello, Don't Miz, and we're going to get some contendership out of this, which is good. Like, we want stakes. We want importance on the tag team division. The SmackDown tag division is incredible, right? But we do have, like, the Street Profits and B-Fab versus Miz and Carmelo here. The Street Profits winning. You had Miz and Hayes isolating Dawkins until Ford tags in here. You have Ford hitting the From the Heavens on the Miz, but Carmelo Hayes breaking it up with a beautiful frog splash. The Wyatt Six are at ringside, distracting the Miz and Dawkins, finishing Hayes with the revelation. I do like Dawkins getting the win here. I like that a lot. And you get this stare down between the Profits and the Wyatts, but no fight, which, with the spooky act, I think is good. Before this, you had the Street Profits with B-Fab cutting a promo about Miz and Mello and Bo Dallas interrupting, questioning if they're really like family enough to make all of this work. But Carmelo and the Miz talking about like their various successes with each other and without each other. I'll tell you what, from the non-kayfabe perspective, none of this has been successful. Carmelo Hayes is a mega star if they let him be one. Let's move on from this. There was like a huge gap in it because the Miz had to go away for a while, and then he came back and they just picked up something that wasn't working where it left off. I'll never understand that, but hopefully this is expediting some sort of breakup. But like, I don't want to see a singles feud between these two either. I just don't want to see it. How are you feeling about this storyline and the match that we got tonight?
The match itself was great. I do agree with Orion Ben in the chat saying Mello versus Montez for the U.S. titles happening in another universe. When these two were in the ring, even Carmelo Hayes with Angelo Dawkins, and Dawkins being the much bigger guy, kind of like throwing him around. Listen, I may be a Miz hater, but I'm a kayfabe Miz hater. Miz was doing his part like a chicken shit character. That's what he is. So him being distracted, not helping, wanting to steal the pin makes sense. However, as a fan, I will say, zooming out, why are you with, run away, girl. You don't have to be in a tag title with him. Run away, free yourself. You don't, just because someone says, I want to be a tag title with you. No, I don't care. Go find somebody else. Leave me alone. I also want to compliment the Wyatt Six because Bo Dallas, you so good, so good. I made me really want to do
that. Excellent.
He's so good. And I want them to do something with the Wyatt Six. Yes, you're tag champions. I want to see them more involved. Don't break up the Street Profits because I like them. And I like them. And I kind of want them to see whatever it is, but I see what you did to Heavy Machinery. Where's Tucky now? Where's Otis now? No thanks. Because I want them both on TV. I want them both on TV if we do that. And I don't want to sacrifice neither one to the Blood God. So
I think you're right. I don't want to do that either. I do feel like it's funny you brought up Otis, because there has been twice now where they've gotten that guy white hot and just not followed through with it. Like Money in the Bank, they had him lose the briefcase, right? And then they had this story with him and Chad Gable that was like ripe for some mega blow off, and they just never did it. Like it's I don't know what their hesitation is on that, but I don't know what the hesitation is on this, because I'll take this. Orion Ben saying Montez versus Mello, best of seven for all the titles, please. Montez is one that, Angelo Dawkins has improved so much. So this isn't like any sort of condemnation on him. But Montez is someone that should have been a mega single star 5 years ago at this point. Like I was doing a post show with Alex Pulowski, and we were talking about the concept of Royal Rumble and just like how fun a surprise winner could be. This was before Jey Uso won. And he was like, man, if Montez Ford was that guy or even got down to the final four, the reactions from people would be insane. And he's like the perfect guy to do that with. Cause to me, I agree with that. He's such a complete package.
Very charismatic, Ooh, Ricky Saints has that same aura about them too.
Yes. Yeah. I'll agree with that. I'll agree with that entirely. That now that's, there's a program. There's a program.
Carmelo Hayes has that aura about him too. There's a few people like you. Yeah. Yeah. There's a through line here. All of these guys are like, just do it. Just don't be a coward.
Like, you know, back in my day, I do feel like it's kind of odd that we trot out these 2012 main eventers this much and we don't make new stars that have similar traits, meaning like this over-reliance on The Rock is now biting them in the butt because he just didn't show up. But like you have Ricky Saints at your employ, you have Montez Ford, you have people with, I'm not saying everyone's The Rock, but you have people with that type of charisma, mm-hmm. right? You want a freak athlete? Julius Creed is right there. And guess what? He's not named 44 times in a sex trafficking investigation. And what are you doing with Julius Creed? Another one that I watched through NXT. And I was like, give that guy to Paul Heyman. He'll be your main eventer for the next 5 years.
I mean, they're doing kind of it with Braun Breaker right now.
They are. And
I will say, oh, I'm dying. Hold on. Sorry, y'all.
No.
There are two really good managers, maybe three or four, but at the top of my list, there are two really good managers of professional wrestling right now. Paul Heyman and Don Callis. You will be on TV every week. Whether you like Don Callis or not, he's got 50 people who are on TV every week getting a check. Not mad at that. Same thing with Paul Heyman. Whether you like him or not, you're going to be on TV getting a check. So I like Braun Breaker with him. I like the idea of Bronson Reed, you know, maybe even one other younger guy. So you've got like your bruiser, your bruiser, and then maybe like a cruiserweight. And also to your point too, you have other swag lords, if you will. Do people still say that? Am I old? You have literally Motor City Machine Guns on your roster with AJ Styles, Motor City Machine Guns, who not for nothing, respectfully, a lot of your favorite tag teams copy these guys. So what are we doing? What are we doing exactly?
I'm with you. I would just like them to, they have people in the younger generation that are capable of things that the people that they're bringing back. I know you can't recreate the value of nostalgia, but you can create that for the future. And I really, really wish that they would. Sounds like ROH is popping off from what people are saying in the chat and online. So we will have a post show after this. I will not have gotten to see that match because I'm doing this right now, but SP3 will, and he brings the love to ROH. So we've got plenty to look forward to tonight, but let's continue and talk about this Drew McIntyre and Randy Orton face-to-face that we get. Always fun seeing the crowd with these Randy Orton entrances. It's the same as Adam Copeland in AEW. Like, there's just going to be
some songs are the best. Special
moments. Yeah, it's really, really cool. I love Drew calling out Randy, accusing Cody Rhodes of manipulating everyone. Like, even with commentary being like, oh, did we get a medical update? Oh, neat. Congratulations to Cody Rhodes and Brandy, who announced that they welcomed a new child into their family today. So that is wonderful, wonderful news. But Randy admits that Drew has a point and says, but I should have dropped you because you're a prick. He's like, you're right, but you're an asshole. So I appreciate that. They brawl until security jumps in here. Randy starts dropping trainees around and Shane Helms with an RKO before almost punting Drew. So some good stuff there, which is that all we have to talk about tonight? My goodness. Yeah.
This Honestly, a
thinner episode. So that wasn't their go home segment, but it will be ours. And I'm going to read some of my bookie notes to you guys and ask Cressa for her predictions. But any thoughts on this face to face that we get between Orton and Drew McIntyre?
I feel this was rushed once the prick line didn't hit. So they just went to the brawl, and I respect that. I'm going to be real with you.
I think you're right. I think there might've been a little bit of a language barrier situation, but I
feel like fists.
They under You know what's the universal language? Throwing fists.
We.
Let's talk some WWE Clash in Paris. Let's talk Tribal Chief versus Tribal Thief. You got Roman Reigns and Bronson Reed here. Roman Reigns heavily favorited. That feels right to me. What are you thinking? Roman Reigns or Bronson Reed for Clash in Paris?
Roman Reigns is getting his shoes back.
You know what? And that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I said this is my hot take. I feel like Bronson Reed is the coolest member of the Seth Riders. I love Bronson Reed. I don't think it's his night. I don't think it's his night. But that brings us to Seth Rollins, who is very heavily favorited at my bookie to retain his World Heavyweight Championship against Punk, LA Knight, and Jey Uso. That seems accurate to me as well. I don't think Seth Rollins is dropping this to these guys anytime soon. Your thoughts on this one?
Look what they did to my boy LA Knight, man. I know why you in there. I know why you in there. Ah, boo, I know why you in there. Honestly, CM Punk needs to go heel in this match after you lose, and it's time to go crazy. Time to go buck wild. Okay. Let me say it like old Flavor Love, trying to get buck wild. It's time to go crazy. It's time to go crazy.
I'm with you. I like that. We get your favorite wrestler, Logan Paul, versus John Cena. John Cena heavily favorited here as well at a minus 800. Cena's winning this one for sure in Paris. What are your thoughts?
Bring out the golden shovel and give this man the Nexus treatment, John Cena. Let's go. Let's go. I'm all for it. I'm about to wear my jorts at 10 a.m.
Cresta and jorts is don't you go promising things you're not gonna do, because I want to see it.
I don't have any jorts.
Well, if you don't have good old-fashioned jorts, maybe we can interest you in a good old-fashioned Donnybrook match where Rusev is slimly favored over Sheamus here. Not as slimly as a couple days ago, but Rusev at a minus 300, Sheamus at a plus 190 on this. I think Rusev wins here, but I wouldn't be like stunned if Sheamus won. Like this one is appropriately close, I think, because these guys are just beating the crap out of each other. My non-betting prediction is this becomes a situation like the bar where these guys end up teaming together, because I want that. So I'm just going to try and manifest that happens. Who do you think wins this one, Rusev or Sheamus?
Us, the fans. I didn't put any thought into this match because they're just going to beat the crap out of each other. I couldn't tell you because I think no matter who wins, we're going to enjoy it. These guys are just going to beat the crap. Because what's the story? I hate this guy. Yeah.
Well, if ever there was a match on this card for Cresta, it's that one, because that's going to be meaty and we are here for it. I love it.
Internationally meaty too. Connoisseur.
Yes. This is, I don't think the French are known for their meat. I think it's more for like cheese, but this is going to be a meat match, so they better get their accoutrement properly situated.
How do you say meat in French? Meat Normus. I feel like you would know. How do you say meat in French?
Meat Normus, are you an international man of meat? We need answers. Meat. We got our gals match here. Becky Lynch and Nikki Bella. Becky heavily favorited at a minus 700 over Nikki Bella. I think that stays there as well. That feels appropriately situated. Your thoughts on this?
I think Nikki Bella is going to give it her all, but you can look, but you can't win. I'm so sorry. Becky Lynch is about to beat you up, girl. I'm so sorry.
I'm not mad at your cover from Cresta here. Fantastic. Well, that is our SmackDown post show for tonight.
That's all the matches on Clash at Paris?
Yes. They pulled Steph. So we don't have that anymore. We do have this women's match. That's the five card match, baby. You got Roman and Bronson. You have Seth in the four way. You have Cena, Logan, Rusev, Sheamus, and Becky, Nikki. So that's they got their five match formula, and they are sticking to it, my friends.
I blame AEW for giving me a work shift of matches, but five just seems so little.
It is a thin card.
It's a boneless card almost.
It's also like, my thing is, it's also a very predictable card, but these international shows, they just, they let the crowds light these things up and have a good time rocking with those. But we're going to have coverage for you all weekend. We've got Collision tomorrow with the beautiful Cresta. And I think Riccicino, if he's around, if not, we'll be tapping on that
tonight. Did he win tonight? Did him and Lee Johnson win tonight?
I don't know. But I do know I've never seen Blake Christian and Riccicino in the same room. So we're going to have this beautiful lady and Blake Christian / Riccicino on the Collision Post Show tomorrow. Sean will be on the main as well for your Clash in Paris review. Myself and Alex Pulowski on Fightful Select with your Sour Graps Post Show. And Grapsity, of course, every weekend. So you can check us out all weekend here on Fightful YouTube. Please do subscribe if you haven't already. We have over 205,000 subscribers. So we're doing something right, darlings. Please do. And join FightfulSelect.com as well. Just supporting original reporting. It helps get all of us paid, to be perfectly honest, and get accurate news first. Best place to go. $5.99 a month. You can also sign up for the year, and you can also gift subs. So if you have a wrestling fan in your life and you're like, Christmas is a few months away now, we're headed into the Burr months, you can also gift them one around that time. So there you go. I'm sorry. We do have the Street Profits versus the Wyatt Six. That's right. We just don't have betting odds for that one up, but I'm going to say the Wyatt Six retain on that one too. Any thoughts on Street Profits and the Wyatt Six?
I do see the Wyatt Six retaining. I do see another tease for a Montez-Dawkins breakup. But of the two teams to break up, it'll probably be Miz and Melo. And I think that'll be, is the term deuce ex machina, where they give you like a free out? Just take it.
I love that. Well, I'll tell you what tag team isn't breaking up, and that's me and Cresta, at least not for one more week. We'll see if she gets herself suspended after that. But Cresta, thank you so much for joining me tonight. Where can people find you?
Ladies and gentlemen, all weekend, all Fightful, all Cresta. You can find me here Thursdays for the TNA show, Friday, well, at least next week, with Kate, and then Saturday, myself, Rick, and Iridian, or some combination of us three, go over all things AEW Collision, and have a funky good time with you. If you want to keep up with me when I'm not on Fightful and when I'm on my break, please follow me on all forms of social media. It's CrestaStarrr, except for X, Twitter, whatever you want to call it. It's Cresta the Star, like Megan Thee Stallion. I'm also on Blue Sky. I stream every Wednesday on Twitch. We do video games and whatnot. I like to laugh and joke. Follow me on YouTube. I'm going to be updating that soon, so that'd be super dope if you guys did. Take care of yourself. Your butt looks nice. I hope you find $20 on the floor. Kate, where can people find you?
Looking on the floor for $20, because I've been told that is in the cards for me. But you can check me out on the ROH post show in about 20 minutes from now. But you can also catch me at Miss Kayfabe on YouTube and social media. I will be on the Fightful Select post show for Clash in Paris with Alex Pulowski. You can check us out there. Tuesdays and Fridays right here on the Fightful main channel. Wednesdays at the Mark Order podcast, talking all things All Elite over there. But cranking up some material on my own, Shayla. I'm going to have some Clash in Paris predictions there tomorrow as well. You heard them here first, but I'll go a little bit more in depth over there. So hang out with me, Clash in Paris predictions. We hope you have a wonderful weekend. Stay tuned to Fightful YouTube. Gosh, I'm so authentic in the way that I
that's how I was going with it.
I sound like the Timu version of the be our guest. I'm no candlestick. What can I say? But I am reviewing more wrestling for Ring of Honor, Death Before Dishonor, over on the next post show. So hang out with me there. Have a safe and wonderful wrestling weekend. Cresta, thank you for joining. Wish Sean Rossap a happy birthday in 40 minutes from now, would you? Thanks so much. Have a great one.
Bye.
Tropical Smoothie Cafe welcomes you to Tropic Time. I'll be your concierge. Our beach bites, including made-to-order wraps and bowls, are full of tropic vibes. And our fresh-from-the-blender smoothies make you feel absolutely radiant. It's like a wellness retreat for your taste buds. You're on Tropic Time now at Tropical Smoothie Cafe. Got breakfast plans? At Tropical Smoothie Cafe, hitting your protein goals is a breeze. With our smoothies, bowls, wraps, and diets featuring up to 32 grams of protein.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.